So I'm talking now with Graham Russell. He is a human rights worker for the group Rights Action. Graham, thank you so much for being with me this morning.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
I want to talk more specifically or in particular about Honduras, because here in Montreal recently we had the visit of journalist Felix Molina. I don't know if you know him, but it was very amazing to have the chance to meet him and to have him talk at different events that he did here. So I'm interested to know more about Canadian mines in Honduras. What mines are currently operating? Are there any?
Yeah. Firstly, I do know Felix Molina, and we have been privileged to fund some of his work in Honduras, particularly since the June 2009 military coup. He does extraordinarily important media work. So I'm very glad that you all got a chance to listen to him. The role of Canada and Honduras, I'll start a bit more broadly than just mining. Canada, our government, has played a really negative role in Honduras, particularly since the June 2009 military coup. Canada, along with the United States, these are the two governments in the Americas that are legitimizing and supporting what can only be considered an illegitimate, undemocratic regime that's now in place and that has been in place since the military coup of 2009. So I can go on at length about that, but Canada is a serious part of the problem of ongoing repression in Honduras. And then why is Canada playing such a negative role in Honduras? In my view, it has to do with Canadian economic business and investment interests in Honduras. And there's three or four main areas of Canadian business and investment interests in Honduras. There's extensive Canadian tourism operators on the north coast of Honduras entering into direct conflict with local indigenous Garifuna people. There are Canadian sweatshop interests. There's the Montreal-based company Gildan that is operating some sweatshops, some maquilador industry sweatshops in Honduras. And then there is, as you mentioned, the mining stuff. And so there's at least two Canadian mining companies that are operating or recently were operating mines in Honduras. There's Aura Minerals, which is operating a mine. It's actually operating now. And then there's Goldcorp. Goldcorp is a huge gold mining company, and its mine in the Syria Valley called the San Martin Mine is actually not operating right now. I think that their mine is mothballed and that they have interests to get their gold mine operating again. They are on the record as saying that they've shut that mine down and they have no interest in reopening it. Either way, that mine operated from 2000 to 2008 and caused a wide range of health and environmental harms that are ongoing health harms today for campesinos and small farmers in the Syria Valley.
Is the San Martin mine the only one that Goldcorp has operated in Honduras?
Yes. They have other exploration licenses, and in that same region of the country and elsewhere in the country, but the San Martin mine is the only mine, as far as I know, that they actually did operate.
Let's talk more about the people who got sick from the San Martin mine operated by Goldcorp. Have you or other workers from Rights Action witnessed any of this?
Well, I've been going to the San Martin mine and the surrounding communities in the Syria Valley since 2003. And so pretty much I've been taking, on average, 2 to 3 trips a year there since that time, taking North American delegations there, taking journalists there, and then going on my own work trips. I have witnessed tons of health harms. The issue is not the witnessing of the health harms, because on any given day you can go there and find villagers suffering from skin rashes and hair loss, and The issue is the causality. Mm-hmm. And so Goldcorp is on the record, absolutely denies any link whatsoever to any of the health harms. Well, it's just that. This goes to the heart and center of the whole debate that's going on in Canada about accountability. There's just simply no way to find an impartial balanced way to hold our companies accountable mm-hmm. for harms that they allegedly contribute to in other countries. I have no doubt in my mind that Goldcorp's mining operation has contributed directly to these health and environmental harms, and they just politely say, no, we didn't.
Right.
And that's it. There's nothing that can be done about it.
After a lot of pressure from local groups and I imagine international human rights group like your own, including an independent study around the San Martin mine, the government of Honduras and Goldcorp finally tested some people in 2007. Is that right?
It is right. The clarification is it was the government of Honduras that carried out did this blood sampling in the Siria Valley. Goldcorp was not directly involved,
okay. But
Goldcorp was an observer in the whole process, as far as we know. And then later on, those results, after the testing was done on 62 people, mm-hmm. sort of one of those random studies in the mining-affected communities of 62 people, the government of Honduras sat on the results for over 4 years. I think it's nothing less than a cover-up, and I think that Goldcorp was fully aware of this the whole time. The excuse the government of Guatemala gave was that they needed to send the studies down to Colombia, the country of Colombia, to get some third sort of independent studies of the very studies they'd carried out. And there was information was released in 2007 and 2008 about initial results showing that there was very serious lead levels in the blood, but the government did not release these results until 2011. And I think Goldcorp participated in this cover-up, knowing about this information and not releasing it. And when it was released, they have now concluded, Goldcorp once again on the record says the results show that there's no causal link between the blood poisoning that many people in the Siria Valley suffer and their mining operation.
And have either the government or Goldcorp taken any kind of action for reparation towards the people in the surrounding communities?
None at all. Now, this is where things get so gray, and this is a very common tactic on behalf of companies and or governments that know that they're actually responsible, is that they, in public, absolutely deny any link. So we have written letters from Goldcorp denying any link for the record, and they just simply cover up their butts that way. So does the Honduran government. It is widely known that they've also gone door-to-door privately in Honduras and offered people one-off settlements in exchange for signing a waiver. And a waiver would say that family or that person that's suffering the health harms would not hold the government of Honduras responsible in any way. So they're playing with the poverty of the local populations, and they're playing mm-hmm. with the fact that they're already suffering health harms by dangling out some money in exchange for absolving the government or Goldcorp of any responsibility. The government denies they're even doing that.
Yeah.
And yet villagers have come forward and said that they've had these conversations. Yeah. So the whole thing is just impunity is the operative word. The government is acting with impunity and denying any liability. Goldcorp is denying liability altogether, and they also get away with impunity.
And how are they able to get away with that?
Well, because they operate with effective impunity in Canada, and they certainly operate with impunity in Honduras, and particularly since the military coup. The government that was in power, the government of President Zelaya that was in power before the military coup, was a fundamentally weak government in many ways, but it was starting to bring about some small changes in the society in terms of legal accountability, transparency, etc. Mm-hmm. All of that went down the toilet with the military coup in June of 2009. And Honduras is basically backed now, is basically run by a military backed regime now, and the rule of law is a mirage. And any mining company that's operating in Honduras now benefits from this fundamental lack of rule of law. And then in Canada, we simply don't have any laws in place. There are a few exceptions to this, but we have really no laws, no criminal law, no civil legislation in place to hold Canadian companies accountable in Canadian courts when they contribute to health harms, environmental destruction, or human rights violations in other countries. And so Goldcorp, the example we're talking about, has effective impunity both in Canada and in Honduras.
Do you know if there's anybody who's trying to bring about this type of legislation to be able to hold Canadian companies accountable in Canada?
Yeah, at the broad legislative level, there's a member of the NDP party, Peter Julian, who's put forth a bill called Bill C-323. And he put it forth during the previous government, and it didn't go anywhere. But basically, Bill C-323 is, I think the full name of it is the International Human Rights Protection Act. And it's a very comprehensive piece of legislation that any Canadian who cares about human rights and the rule of law would be proud to support. We should have this law on our books to offer, some basic civil remedies, civil law remedies to people who have suffered at the hands of Canadian companies around the world. And no company should be afraid of it, because why should a company be afraid of accountability? If they're not doing anything wrong, then obviously there's no fear of lawsuit. So that's an ongoing effort in Canada now, and hopefully more and more Canadians will get in touch with Peter Julian's office in Ottawa and find out more about Bill C-323. Having said that, as of right now, there's no criminal legislation. There's no articles in the criminal code that enable criminal suits to be initiated against companies that are involved in crimes, and there's no binding civil legislation. What there are some what are called common law remedies. So there's a different company, to use an example of a different company, there's a Canadian company called Hudbay Minerals, and from 2008 to 2011, it was trying to operate a nickel mine in eastern Guatemala in Mayan Quechí territories, actually not too far from where Goldcorp's mine is in Honduras. And from 2008, a bit earlier than that, but from 2004 right through to 2011, there were some very serious human rights violations caused by private security guards hired by Hudbay Minerals or its subsidiary, Sky Resources. Mm-hmm. And they committed crimes such as the killing of a local community leader, the shooting and paralyzing of a young Mayan man, the gang rape of 11 Mayan women as part of an illegal forced eviction. And then there were some other violations. Really nasty, brutal stuff. But taking those three cases, the gang rape of 11 women, the shooting of the community leader, and the shooting and paralyzing of another young man, the Toronto law firm Klippensteins has filed three civil suits in Toronto courts against Hudbay Minerals, and they're using common law remedies. Those cases are before the courts now, and we're hoping that they will proceed, but that hasn't been decided yet.
I'm talking with Graham Russell from Rights Action. I know that you are involved, or you do the work that you do in more than one country. We're talking specifically now about Honduras, but could you give maybe a profile of the other places briefly where Goldcorp is involved, since we're talking about that company? And after that, yeah, I'll ask you about the other mining company you mentioned in Honduras, Aura Minerals. So.
Yeah, well, the two main countries we operate in and work in a lot are Honduras and Guatemala. We also work little lesser amounts in southern Mexico, in Oaxaca and Chiapas. And we've done some work in El Salvador over the years. But it's mainly Honduras and Guatemala. And it just so happens that Goldcorp operates, we already talked about the San Martin mine, which is as of right now shut. They operated that mine. It's a cyanide leaching open pit mine in Honduras. They operated that from 2000 to 2008. Right now in western Guatemala, in Mayan Mam territories of western Guatemala, Goldcorp is operating a similar cyanide leaching open pit mine called the Marlin Mine, and contributing directly to a wide range of health and environmental harms and human rights violations. And that's it. That mine is operating right now. And so Rights Action has been very involved in supporting the local communities in both Honduras and Guatemala, and then in denouncing the harms and violations.
And then can you talk about what Aura Minerals is doing in Honduras?
Less so. It's an actual operating mine right now. The reason I say less so is that there's not... that mine's been actually operating for quite a long time. It's in more in the western part of Honduras, near the Guatemalan border. And there is not a strong local opposition movement to it. Okay. And so Rights Action has not been as involved in that struggle. There was an entire forced relocation of a community going back years ago. I don't have all the details. There are ongoing allegations of people, the local economy, the local agricultural economy being weakened, that people's houses have been cracked because of the use of explosives, and that there's been contaminants found in the local rivers. But unlike the case of the San Martin mine in the Siria Valley, and unlike the case of opposition to Goldcorp's mine in western Guatemala, there's not a strong opposition movement to the Aura Minerals mining operation, even though there's widespread harms. Mm-hmm. So we have not been able to be as directly involved there.
Well, can you talk about the strong resistance movement on the ground?
Well, in the case of Goldcorp's mine in central Honduras in the Siria Valley, there's an amazing people's movement. And there's no doubt in my mind that Goldcorp would still be operating that mine today if it hadn't met such strong resistance from other communities. And so to take a step back, they started operating the mine unbeknownst to the local population before anyone. The local populations had no say in the matter, because Goldcorp got all of its licenses in the 90s, when Honduras was barely recovering from, 20 years of serious military repression. And then 1998, they were devastated by what was known as Hurricane Mitch. And Goldcorp got all of its mining licenses while Hurricane Mitch was devastating the country. So it was all unbeknownst to the local populations. Yeah. And so Goldcorp started setting up its operation in the late 90s and started operating in 1990 in the municipality of San Ignacio. I believe it's San Ignacio. And so they got their foot in the door before there was local opposition. But there was immediately opposition from the surrounding municipalities, El Porvenir and Cedros, if I'm not mistaken. I sometimes get the names of the municipalities mixed up. And so they were able to mine in San Ignacio, and that's where most of the very serious health harms are being suffered today, is in the villages of the municipality of San Ignacio. But the people's movement from El Porvenir and Cedros prevented them from expanding into the neighboring municipalities, even though it's well known that that there is gold in those hills there, and that they would expand if there wasn't such widespread opposition. And the opposition in Honduras has suffered some very serious repression, not quite as serious as the repression in Guatemala, where people have been killed and people have been shot, not quite as serious as the repression that Hudbe Minerals is linked to in eastern Guatemala. But nevertheless, the local populations who are at the forefront of resisting the mine harms. They've suffered very serious repression in Honduras as well. And yet they stay united and they keep on denouncing the harms, trying to prevent Goldcorp from reinitiating mining, and then still ultimately claiming fighting for full reparations and compensation for all the harms they have suffered.
So like we've mentioned already, San Martin mine is now closed since 2008. I found something that really boggled my mind on Goldcorp's website, and maybe it's because I'm not so familiar with the way Canadian mining companies do business, but I'm going to read it out to you and then tell me what you think. In 2008, the San Martin mine camp was donated by Goldcorp to the San Martin Foundation. Today, chickens, pigs, and cattle are farmed on the 1,500-hectare former mine site, providing functioning ecosystems, sustainable jobs, and skill training to the people of the Valle de Siria. The former camp facilities have been remodeled to become a hotel for ecotourism, complete with a pool, sports field, nature trails, and a training center for the community.
Is that, you finished there?
Yes.
I haven't been to it. I know that they say that, and so I can't comment on how much of all of that they've actually done. What I would refute, even though I haven't been there, is that this is some sort of full-fledged ecotourism place. And I'll come back to that in a second. So I wouldn't doubt it if they have sort of done some or all of what they said, and it's now being operated by the San Martin Foundation. The San Martin Foundation is a local non-government organization that Goldcorp itself set up and funded for years. And then, presumably, if what they say there is true, is now operating this compound. And this is how Canadian mining companies operate around the world, is that they as they're profiting extraordinarily from the gold mining operation, they take a small amount of their funds and money, and they set up local NGOs to do local health projects and local support local schools and the like. And I think this is not a healthy or fair or just model of development, but they often do these things. Goldcorp does the same thing in Western Guatemala. Hudbay Minerals did the same thing in the Mayan Mam territories of Eastern Guatemala. It's a very common thing, is to take a small amount of money and fund local projects. So if the San Martin Foundation is now operating this sort of hotel compound, I can't refute that. But what is true is that there's ongoing health issues that they haven't dealt with. So I don't think that they've properly dealt with the legacy environmental and the legacy health issues whatsoever. Last November, former mine workers themselves, I mean the very people that worked for the mine, former mine workers themselves in November were protested openly in front of the Supreme Court in Tegucigalpa, because they all are suffering blood contamination. Goldcorp absolutely denies this, as they do. They deny absolutely everything. And yet it's their own workers now. It's not just people who didn't want the mine to expand. It's mm-hmm. their former workers who now have chronic blood poisoning and are suffering chronic health issues, and that are protesting to get appropriate health compensation, and Goldcorp's denying that to them. So they have a nice-looking bunch of photos on their website, I presume, and a nice description of this wonderful place that people ought to go, and yet there's environmental legacy issues and health legacy issues that are rampant in the region that they just simply deny.
What is the next step in this fight? What can people do for the next step in this fight?
Well, I think that the next step is probably a more general comment about what I think are the next steps in the broader struggle in Canada for Canadians to hold all of our companies accountable in Canada, both legally and politically accountable in Canada, if and when they commit crimes or contribute to health and environmental harms in any other country around the world. The story of Goldcorp in Honduras is just one example, and it's certainly it's not the worst case example either. And so all of these stories come back to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
We have no laws in place, or we effectively have no laws in place, and we should. It's shameful that we don't. Our companies rarely, if ever, pay any substantial compensation or reparations for the harms and violations that they contribute directly to. And so that's a very serious need on the part of the people of Honduras. They should be compensated for the health harms they're suffering and the environmental harms. All of that stuff should be repaired. And then it goes even further in Canada, because most pension funds across Canada, we need serious reform to our investment laws, because there's no checks and balances on investment, investor policies in Canada, from pension funds to private funds. So just about every pension fund in Canada is invested in Goldcorp and in many other mining companies that are making gargantuan profits and contributing to harms and violations. And the investment funds have no responsibility whatsoever to pay any attention to health harms, environmental harms, or crimes that our companies might be causing. That's another whole area of very serious reform and legal reform that we need in Canada. So I think the next steps is to understand the broader policy issues at play, and corporate and investor policy issues at play, and bring about serious reform in Canada so that we can hold our companies accountable in Canada, both politically and legally.